Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Ask Dr. Rhonda. I'm your host today, Dr. Rhonda Waters, CEO of Mutare Hypnosis. At Ask Dr. Rhonda, we help people make positive changes that allow them to be successful. We help ordinary people create extraordinary lives. Our show sponsor is Mutare Hypnosis, LLC, which is located at 60 State Street, or by Skype. You can look us up on the internet at mutarehypnosis.com. That's MutareHypnosis.com. You can click on the website, send us a link through there, or you can call us on 617-266-3057. For parents, grandparents, those of you who are guardians of children, today is the first day of school in the city of Boston. It's been first day for a lot of you. I have lots of friends across other parts of the country who have children or grandchildren who have already started school. School is old news to you for this year. So for those of you in Boston, yay! Children are going back to school today. It's a wonderful thing, as it indicates they're moving ahead, and that's a good thing for a parent or grandparent or someone caring for children to know that they're moving ahead. One thing I'd like you to consider this week, because I get a lot of these folk after they have been struggling with math for a while, is I work with some people around areas of math anxiety and where people feel really, really frightened of math. But one of the challenges we have as adults or working with children is attempting to teach children math. Now, I don't want to put too fine a point on this, but if you don't know Chinese, what's the likelihood you can effectively teach your child Chinese? If you don't know how to drive a car, what's the likelihood you can successfully teach your child how to drive a car? It is possible. You could read up on it, study up on it, learn something about it. Even if you're trying to teach a child to drive, if you know how to drive, but you only know how to drive an automatic, if you want to teach your child to drive a standard, you're not going to be real good at that when the time comes. And I want you to consider that if you don't know how math it is currently being taught, they taught math different ways. When I went to school, they've changed the process by which they teach math and the methodology. And so even if you know how to get to the right answer, if you're following a different path than the one the teacher wants to have shown in the math homework, your child's grade will suffer. So even though you might know how your way to get to the answer, that may not help your child the way you want it to because they have a different methodology that's being followed for about the last 6 or 7 years. So if you want your child to be successful, you have many choices. One of them is to learn the way they're learning to do the math. There's a bunch of ways you could do that. But I want you to consider the fact that it's okay for you not to know everything about what your child is studying. I mean, for example, they may have geography. Heck, the world globe has changed since we were children. There are new countries, there are new areas, there are new things that you don't even know about. Remember when there was, okay, those of you who are older than baseball like me, when there was the Soviet Union, which wasn't really that long ago, we didn't learn all the names of the countries that now have broken off from the Soviet Union. So you didn't have that in geography. So if you want to teach your kid geography based on the books of geography from the 1980s or 90s, they're not accurate anymore. So it's the same kind of thing. So please, if you don't know the math as it's being taught currently to your children, or the science as it's being taught, or frankly, a lot of other things as it's being taught, you want to make sure that you're getting your child the help and support that it needs, and that begins with you as a parent or grandparent or guardian or step-parent, whatever it is, that you work effectively with the teacher. So when you have the meeting with the teacher, which I especially encourage you to reach out to the math and science teachers if you struggled with these subjects in the past, is now a good time to tell you that I failed algebra in high school the first time I took it, and I just barely made it through the second time. I had to take algebra in graduate school, where I scored 102 out of 102 possible points. My point is not to brag. My point is to say between the time when I was in middle school, ninth grade, 10th grade, I learned how to learn the math that was necessary. As an adult, I was able to put aside any anxiety or stress I had on a subject because I had to pass that class, and I understood it stood between me and graduation from college, and that was never going to happen. Although I do know people that fail out of college because of math, you don't want that to happen to your child, because your child is learning math at a level which they should be able to understand it currently. That it's difficult is okay. And this is one of the challenges we face now, in that if somebody says, oh, well, that's hard, that's really tough, and, you know, I don't really feel I need to know math. Everyone needs to know math. If you're planning on having money, you need to know math. You've got to know basic math. You must know how to manipulate and use formulas on some level, even if you're going to use them eventually using a calculator, and then, you know, probably quick. But you have to know how to use a formula. Otherwise, not only will you be making mistakes about your investments and opportunities that come your way, you will not be able to tell when you're being cheated. This is important. People will cheat you if you don't know basic math. I know your friends and the people, contractors you're going to work with, are honest. Yuck, yuck, yuck. But everybody else gets cheated. Sometimes it's an honest mistake made in a calculation, but I've worked with many a contractor, or some who have attempted to work with me, but by doing basic math and knowing basic formulas, I've been able to show how their pricing was inaccurate, and being able to understand that they're charging me for 30 hours of work in something that I could do myself in 10. So if you don't know what the formula is and how they get to their pricing, you won't be able to do that. So knowledge of math is an extremely important skill. And for those of people who think, you know, it's too late for you to learn math, first of all, that's not true. If you're alive and you're breathing and you're able to listen to this broadcast, you can get better at math. It's important for you to remember that there's also now we have this thing, it's called, maybe you may have heard of it, the Internet. There's a place on the Internet, which I really enjoy the site because you have lots of ways of learning things on it. It's called Khan Academy. That's K-H-A-N Academy, KHANACADEMY.org. When you click on their site, it says you can learn anything for free, for everyone, forever. So there's a place to start learning now. There's a place for teachers to start here. There's a place for parents to start here. And it's okay wherever you are. It's just where you are. If you're learning math at the same pace at which your child is learning math, that's fine. It also shows your kids that you're willing to work with them. It's very important, if nothing else, and maybe you don't have time to learn the math or you don't think you have time, although, frankly, learning to do something you thought was really hard before and you actually master it gives a tremendous adrenal rush of success. Something you might have thought you were a failure at, because believe me, after having failed math in high school and then just eking my way through, I was not looking forward to math class in college. But as an adult, I was able to put aside my childish feelings and say, I need to learn this. I need to ask questions. I need to interact effectively. I need to not be left behind. And this is the important part about the math thing, is to realize you don't catch up on math. You have to be with math step by step by step by step. Divine inspiration will not leap upon you in calculus if you haven't done the preliminary work ahead. You must. It would be like you saying, I can read the Bible without ever having opened a book before. Rah, rah, not going to happen. You have to have learned to read ahead. Although apparently there are some people who had divine assistance. You can't count on that. The important thing is for you to learn. You can learn what your fourth, fifth, sixth grader is learning in school. But you must remain calm with the child, because a lot of parents and a lot of guardians and a lot of us adults have given children math phobias. People say, well, there's other cultures that do a better job of it. The other cultures aren't better at it. They just don't accept failure. Except it's hard, I don't want to do it. If their children say that to them, which I'm sure they do, they say, okay, well, let's just buckle down and we're going to work on it till we get it. They don't give up on them. Don't give up on your child. We keep telling children the futures and the careers in STEM, you know, that's science, technology, engineering, and math. We keep telling the children that there's a great future for them in those fields. Now we need to help them get into those fields. In fact, there are a lot of great opportunities available there. There are companies crying. People from foreign countries are going to come here and get visas and permits and all these other things to come to America as experts in areas we should have learned. So it's really important for you to remember that even if you're not a genius in math, to let your child know you believe in them and you will help them get where they need to be. So even if you have to practice saying, something ahead of time when you're, because your kids are, children are very smart. You guys know this. Children come here knowing how to manipulate us adults. They think if they cry four or five times, oh, they sit in their room and they're very upset, they will give up. Don't give up. You can't give up on these children. You need to buckle that. Would you tell them, oh, you don't need to learn to read, I know it's hard? No. Then don't let them get away in math. This math is the math they're learning in grade school and high school and college is basic math, unless they're taking advanced classes. But anyway, it's hard. But that's what school's about. If school wasn't only about learning the stuff you knew already, we wouldn't need to go there. School is sometimes hard, and but that's okay, and that's how we demonstrate mastery. That's how we learn we can do, is we do. So the important part about this is remember that while you may not be qualified to teach your child math, that's okay. You can still learn to help support and guide them in positive ways. So even if you need to practice in the mirror a couple of times before, you know, Steve, I know this subject is new to you. When I learned it, it was taught a different way. It's really important that we both work together. We work with the teacher to learn what you need to learn so you can move ahead. Check their homework every day, which you're supposed to do anyhow. Make sure they're staying on track. Stay in contact with the instructor. Let him or her know you care. You want this child to learn. Ask them for resources on how that you could learn to do the math more effectively. A lot of school systems now actually have the curriculum and the lesson plan available on the internet. Look at it. Even if you don't understand it, if you have to go to the teacher and say, can you show me how this works? If you need to schedule another time, what's the future of your child's life worth to you? Many teachers are flexible. They want to be supportive. They want to be your child to learn because that's frankly what they're graded on. If your child is successful, they get good points for that. So it's important for you to use the internet, do some research, figure out how and anything you want to learn to do, from blowing up a building to drilling a well in your backyard, anything you want to learn is available on the internet. So I want you to dig in, learn a little something about the math. It's okay that if you haven't used formulas, you haven't done these things, that's okay. What's not okay is to instill a sense of fear and incompetence into your child, which is what happens when we tell them, I don't know it, you're never going to use it again. Not true. And B, if you're not using math, then you haven't learned about investing, saving, and putting those things together. And those are really important lessons. And even if you haven't learned up to now, you can still learn because you don't want your child to be handicapped or disabled because of an anxiety or fear you had. I know you don't want that. To get out of that, you may need to take an adult ed class in math. A lot of schools offer after-school classes. They're free, and I'm not saying this, why would I waste my time? You're not wasting your time. If you don't know basic math, you need to know it because it's going to be really important. How do you know whether your retirement funds are earning you enough money to live on later? How do you know how you can live on Social Security if you don't know how much that is or how to interpret it or how to work with it or if you can't forecast it out across a period of time? How do you know whether you're putting aside enough money now for your kids for college? How do you know a lot of things if you don't know math? So it's really important, and I want you to remember that it's where you are is just where you are, and that's okay. The important thing is to move from where you are to where you want to be. And or if you want to help your children grow more, do more, be more, then you're going to have to move with them. It doesn't mean you master math, but it means you know how to say to your child, this is something we need to work together with your teacher on. I rest assured your child is going to learn the math rather than have you go in and meet with the teacher repeatedly with them. So I want you to think about how you can be a positive influence on your child, and don't give up. Don't give up on you. Don't give up on them, because you know if you could have your parents today to work with you or they're available and they're alive, go hug them because they tried to help you, but maybe they didn't know how. Now we have resources available to help us. So use those resources. Help your kids get ahead. This year in school can be the most successful year for your child. So please remember, this is an important skill for you to develop. If questions or concerns about this, feel free to reach out to me at rfw@mutarihypnosis.com. If you'd like me to come out to your school and do some stress reduction and guided visualizations for the school, for the faculty, or for the parent-teacher associations, please feel free to reach out to me at 617-266-3057. thank you for listening to another episode of Ask Dr. Rhonda.